Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is the seventh mass shooting in this country this year, GT, and it's only March. Needless to say, the gun control debate is about to rage again on Capitol Hill. I was wondering, since the House has already approved on a mostly party line vote, two separate gun control measures that happened earlier this month. Why do you think those bills would not have stopped this shooting yesterday in Boulder, Colorado?
Well, a number of reasons. I don't think we have enough information probably on the perpetrator, what happened in Boulder, Colorado, not far from the university. What a sad, evil event. 2:30 in the afternoon, 10 people dead, including a police officer, innocent citizens. We'll have to see whether this individual was a legal gun owner or whether this perpetrator was like most criminals and used other measures that, quite frankly, these two bills that the Democrats passed out of the House would not stop. Yeah. I can tell you the bills that the Democrats passed out of the House on gun control would have made, unfortunately, the innocent victims less safe. It would have extended from 3 days, the system that's used to do the criminal background checks, that would extend it to 30 days. So if, you know, and the bills that passed basically were, as a law-abiding citizen, if you're going to take a friend out, have them target shoot, you're going to hand them a gun to be able to hunt, or perhaps somebody who feels threatened and would want to be able to have a firearm to defend themselves, all of a sudden as a law-abiding citizen in those situations, you would become a felon.
Yeah. The one thing I think Republicans and Democrats agree on is that mentally unstable people should probably not have access to firearms. Democrats seem to think the way of accomplishing that is through universal background checks. Why are you opposed to that, GT?
Well, we already pretty much have background checks that are very complete. You have to have background checks whenever you're purchasing a firearm. Unfortunately, what Democrats do is they package a whole lot more into it than just the background checks, you know, to discourage people from purchasing firearms. And it's their goal in the end. They may believe, sincerely believe, that if you just eliminate all firearms, if you just trample on and remove that constitutional right, the right to own and bear arms, that all of a sudden this type of a heinous, evil situation would never occur. And I would hope and pray for a day where they wouldn't occur.
Yeah.
But the Democrats' path to this is not going to prevent this from happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, and anybody that is mad enough to go into a shopping center and start shooting people with a high-powered weapon probably isn't going to adhere to gun laws. I'm just going to go out on a limb and suggest that. This individual, we understand, had a high-powered weapon. I hate to use the word assault weapon, a military-style weapon. That is part of the agenda in Congress, is to ban these sorts of weapons. Why are you opposed to that effort?
Because their definition, what they call military assault weapons, you know, assault weapons, the level of scrutiny and review by the FBI and the permits that you have to go through to obtain an automatic weapon is just incredible. And what they call assault weapons are just any weapon that can shoot more than one time. My over and under shotgun that, you know, is my preferred gun for shooting sporting clays,
yeah.
You know, that would, by definition, would be an assault weapon with what they try to accomplish. And I get it. It's a very emotional issue. And quite frankly, when you see this loss of life, there should be a lot of emotion in this. But we have to be careful to segregate the emotion when we legislate.